As Massachusetts prepares to vote in the presidential primary Tuesday, a new WBUR poll shows Donald Trump with a hefty lead among likely Republican voters. Trump is at 40%, with Governor John Kasich and Senator Marco Rubio tied for second at 19%. Senator Ted Cruz is fourth at 10%. The Democratic race is much closer. The numbers show Hillary Clinton is ahead of Bernie Sanders by just 5 points among likely Democratic voters, a lead just outside the poll's margin of error. WBUR's Anthony Brooks looks at the numbers and what they mean for the two Democrats.
The poll contains good news for Hillary Clinton, who won the Nevada caucuses and is expected to do well in the South Carolina primary tomorrow. And it contains signs of trouble for Bernie Sanders, who heads into Super Tuesday in need of a win. According to the new WBUR poll of likely Democratic voters, Clinton leads Sanders 49-44, with only 2% saying they're undecided. Here's Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, who conducted the WBUR survey.
Voters who are looking for experience, someone with the right experience to be president is how we phrased it, then you're very likely to be with Hillary Clinton. And if you're looking for someone who can bring real change to the political system, that's a Bernie Sanders voter.
According to the poll, Clinton is more trusted on foreign policy, working with Congress and keeping America safe. Sanders wins among voters most concerned with income inequality and reforming the campaign finance system. Both candidates are very well liked, especially Sanders, whose favorability numbers rival those of President Obama and the Pope. But the fact that this race remains so close in Massachusetts is bad news for Sanders, according to pollster Steve Cozzella.
Even if he does just barely edge out Hillary Clinton, or even if it's close here, that's actually a sign of trouble for Sanders, because this is a state where he really is counting on doing well.
Indeed, of the 11 states holding Democratic primaries and caucuses next Tuesday, more than half are in the South, where African Americans make up a disproportionately large share of primary voters who heavily favor Clinton. They were the key to her victory in Nevada and are expected to help her in South Carolina this weekend. By contrast, likely Democratic voters in Massachusetts are very liberal and predominantly white. So like New Hampshire, this state should be Sanders' territory. But the new poll suggests Clinton has the advantage.
You want to support Hillary Clinton. That's what I was hoping to hear you say. That is a fabulous thing. Okay.
Earlier this week, Clinton supporters gathered in Newton outside of Boston to make calls on behalf of their candidate.
So we're going to get in touch with you and get you a ride to the polls, okay? In your town.
This is the home of Ruth Balzer, the state rep from Newton, who calls herself a longtime Clinton supporter. She says the Massachusetts primary is an important contest for Clinton to win.
Her opponent got a fair amount of momentum coming out of New Hampshire, and so his supporters are looking to the other New England states. So I think Massachusetts is very important for us to show the strong support for Secretary Clinton.
The WBUR poll finds age and gender gaps in this contest. In Massachusetts, Clinton leads by about 21 points among female voters. Sanders leads by about 15 among men. Younger voters also favor Sanders by a wide margin. And the group that gives Clinton the edge is very much represented in this room, women over the age of 50, who favor her by a 41-point margin. Ruth Balzer is a good example of what our poll says about many Clinton supporters. They're backing the candidate because of her experience.
She's my choice because I think she's the most qualified candidate of all the candidates in either party. I'm also working hard for her because I have always hoped to live to see a woman president in my lifetime. And she's my best shot at that goal.
12 miles away from suburban Newton, another candidate phone bank. This one at Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts campaign headquarters on the Charlestown-Somerville line. Greg Henderson of Dorchester is here to make calls for Sanders.
I agree with most of the things that Bernie Sanders is saying. I know he's very concerned about the average Joe, and I know he's 100% right about the economy being rigged for the billionaires and not us.
Henderson used to work for the city of Boston, so he says he knows something about a rigged system. Consistent with the WBUR poll, Henderson is backing the candidate he believes can shake up that system and bring real change.
This is a revolution, so if he can get to a general election, he can win it. I know he can.
But getting to that general election means winning primaries and delegates. And Paul Feeney, director of Sanders' Massachusetts campaign, acknowledges that winning this state is important. And Feeney says just a few months ago, polls had Sanders trailing Clinton by 25 points in Massachusetts. Now, he says, it's a close race.
This is going to be a dogfight in Massachusetts. There's no doubt about it. I don't think either side is going to have a landslide victory here. But there's no doubt about it. Massachusetts is very important. You know, there's a lot of delegates at stake. This is a campaign that's going to be a slog for every single delegate between now and the convention.
The Sanders campaign has the money and the support to push on beyond Super Tuesday. But there's no doubt that without winning Massachusetts, that slog for delegates becomes a bit more difficult. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.